On May 13, 1981, Pope John Paul II was shot 4 times in St. Peter's Square by Mehmet Ali Agca. He nearly bled to death. Later, while recuperating in the hospital, he released this statement to the church. Please pray for my brother, Agca, whom I have sincerely forgiven. 2 years later, after his recuperation, he went to the Italian prison and visited with Agca. Now, both of those events are beautiful by themselves, right? But they could also be considered publicity events by the Pope, who had to show forgiveness in front of the cameras. But did you know that the Pope met with Agca's mother in 1987 and with his brother a few years later? And did you know that he and Agca kept a correspondence up over the years until the Pope's death in 2005? Now, the Pope didn't do that with every single person who crossed his path. But he seemed to believe that his encounter with Agca was not by chance. He not only forgave him, prayed for him, asked others to pray for him, but he actually entered into relationship with him. They didn't become best friends. But this is an example of someone who did the hard work, not only of forgiveness, but of his own healing, to the point of being able to pray for him and even to engage with him. To better understand our first reading about David and Saul, it helps to remember that Saul treated David like a son. They were intimately connected. And then Saul let himself be seized by a spirit of intense envy, to the point where he seeks to destroy the man that he had loved. Think of that in light of Psalm 41, written by David. But it is you, my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. And yet we see in this reading today, David not only refusing to do harm in return to Saul, but striving again and again to speak words of peace and healing to him. In the gospel, Jesus doesn't say that this kind of forgiveness and healing is for the elite, like David and Saint John Paul II. He says it's necessary for every Christian. To you who hear, I say. He says that Christians must stand out from others in this regard. And too often we try to fit in, which means sinking to the lowest common denominator. But Jesus challenges us, whether we're truly Christian. He says, sinners love those who love them. Sinners treat others as they are treated. Sinners lend to sinners. If that's all we're doing, then we're not really Christian. Are we really just pagans with a veneer of Christianity? How hard do we truly work at loving our enemies? When's the last time you blessed someone who insulted you? Seriously. When's the last time you prayed for someone who mistreated you? Seriously. Sometimes I have conversations with Catholics who come to Mass regularly, but in a moment of honesty, say things like, you know, I feel weird talking about my faith at home, let alone at work. Or they say, it would feel weird to pray a rosary at home with my family. And if that's you, I'm not condemning you. But I want you to realize that the absence of faith sharing and prayer in the home or elsewhere, that's what's truly weird. Praying and sharing about the faith, that's the true normal, right? Our society teaches us that being public about my faith, that causes division. Public conversations should be about sports or food or celebrities. Our society treats us like children, unable to be at the same time both strong in my faith and respectful of someone who believes differently. But Christians are commanded to love not only someone of another faith, but enemies and those who hate us. If society doesn't understand the true depth of Christian love, is it because you and I are too afraid to show them? Is it because you and I are actually pagans with a Christian veneer? If we're afraid to share our faith in this country, what would we do in another country where we could actually be arrested and put to death for sharing our faith? And sharing our faith, it shouldn't ever be blustering or ranting. It's always an act of love. It's done with great respect and freedom for the dignity of the other person. But it's done because it's part of the nature of a Christian to pray and to talk about our faith and to do so lovingly. We don't judge. We don't condemn. But we do speak of our commandment to love because of Him who gave Himself in love on the cross for us. I think it's hard, but a beautiful challenge that Jesus gives us today. Am I truly a Christian? Or really a pagan who does some of the easier Christian things? And the truth is that we all fall short, right? I'm striving to grow into what it means to be a Christian, not just in name, but in word and deed. We're all striving to be better Christians. But the challenge is, am I really striving? And even whether I understand that this gospel is not a suggestion for my Christian life, but the heart of it. So here's the homework for the week. Three things. You think, that's hard. Three things. Come on, Father Dan. Three things. Invite someone to pray with you this week. Talk about the faith with someone this week. Beg God for the grace to forgive and love your enemies. Invite someone to pray with you this week. Talk about the faith with someone this week. And beg God for the grace to forgive and love your enemies.